If you're a small business owner, the real question is not, can AI do this? The real question is AI actually saving me money, time, and headcount pressure every single week? Because if a tool saves you 2 hours once a month but costs you more in subscriptions, setup, and cleanup time than it returns, that is not ROI. That is software theater. Welcome to LeanOps AI, where we break down practical AI workflows that actually help businesses run leaner and smarter. In this video, we're getting specific about the real ROI of AI automation for small businesses, what they are actually saving, where the biggest wins come from, and which workflows are worth automating first. We'll look at time savings, labor savings, fewer mistakes, faster response times, and the hidden costs people forget to count. And I'll give you real examples using tools like ChatGPT, Zapier, Make, Airtable, Notion, HubSpot, Slack, and document automation tools that small teams are using right now. By the end, you'll know how to think about AI ROI in a way that is simple, measurable, and useful for your business. Let's start with the biggest mistake businesses make. They measure AI ROI like a software demo instead of an operating system improvement. The real return from AI automation usually comes from five areas. First, time saved. If a task used to take 30 minutes and now takes 5, that is direct labor leverage. Second, headcount deferral. This means you delay hiring because your current team can handle more volume with automation support. Third, fewer errors. Mistakes in invoices, lead follow-up, customer support, or data entry can cost far more than the automation itself. Fourth, faster revenue. When sales follow-up is quicker, proposals go out sooner, or leads get qualified faster, you shorten the path to cash. Fifth, consistency. A lot of small businesses lose money simply because important tasks depend on memory, heroics, or whoever is available that day. Now here's the key point. AI ROI is not just about replacing labor. In many cases, it is about converting expensive human attention into focused human judgment. A good AI workflow does the repetitive part, the sorting, drafting, summarizing, routing, and reminding. Your team still makes decisions, but they spend less time on the low-value busy work that slows everything down. That's why the best AI automations are usually boring. They are not flashy, they are practical. The biggest savings usually come from repetitive communication and admin work. Let's talk about customer messages first. If your team answers the same questions every day, AI can draft replies, categorize requests, and route them to the right person. Tools like Intercom Fin, Zendesk AI, and even simple ChatGPT workflows connected through Zapier or Make can reduce the time spent on first response support. For example, a small e-commerce brand can use a form, a help desk, and AI to automatically classify emails into shipping issues, returns, product questions, or refund requests. Then the system can draft a response and assign it to the right queue. Even if a human still reviews each message, the team might save 2 to 5 minutes per ticket. Over hundreds of tickets, that adds up fast. Next, lead qualification. This is one of the highest ROI workflows for B2B businesses. A lot of small teams waste time on unqualified leads. With tools like HubSpot, Pipedrive, Typeform, Zapier, and ChatGPT, you can score inbound leads, enrich them, and route them based on firmographic fit or intent. Let's say a lead fills out a contact form. Zapier sends that submission to ChatGPT, which classifies the lead based on budget, company size, role, and urgency. Then it updates the CRM, notifies sales in Slack, and sends a tailored follow-up email. That can turn a 15-minute manual process into a near-instant workflow. Another big one is meeting notes and follow-up. Tools like Fireflies, AI, Otter, Fathom, and Notion AI can capture calls, summarize action items, and create tasks automatically. Instead of spending 20 minutes after each meeting writing notes and updating tasks, the team can move straight into execution. Then there's document drafting. Small businesses spend a lot of time writing quotes, proposals, internal SOPs, job descriptions, and client onboarding docs. ChatGPT, Claude, and Notion AI can turn rough notes into a usable first draft in minutes. The ROI here is simple. If a founder, ops manager, or sales rep saves even 1 hour a day, that is about 20 hours a month. At a modest loaded labor cost, that can mean thousands of dollars in reclaimed capacity. Time savings are nice, but business owners care about money. So let's translate time into dollars. Imagine a small team member costs the business $35 an hour, fully loaded. If AI automation saves 10 hours a month, that is $350 in direct labor equivalent. If it saves 30 hours a month, that is $1,050. But the real value is often higher than that because it lets your team do higher value work. Here's a simple example. A small agency spends a lot of time preparing client reports. A workflow using Google Sheets, Airtable, ChatGPT, and Looker Studio can pull data, summarize trends, and generate a first draft client update automatically. Maybe this saves 3 hours per client per month. If the agency has 10 clients, that is 30 hours saved. But the deeper ROI is that the team can now serve more clients without adding staff. That is headcount deferral. In plain English, AI can help you grow before you hire. Let's say your operations team is already stretched. Without automation, you might need to hire another coordinator at $55,000 to $70,000 a year. If AI workflows help your current staff absorb that workload for another 6 months or a year, the ROI is huge. That does not mean you avoid hiring forever. It means you hire later with better margins. There are also savings from reducing outsourced labor. Many small businesses pay freelancers or virtual assistants for manual admin tasks, list cleanup, transcription, lead entry, report prep, and content repurposing. If you automate 30% of that work, you may reduce monthly contractor spend without reducing output. For example, a service business might use Clay for lead enrichment, Apollo for prospect data, and Zapier to move data into a CRM. Then ChatGPT writes the first draft of outreach emails. That may reduce the need for manual list building support and let the sales team focus on actual conversations. You're not just saving time, you are changing the cost structure of the business. If you want the fastest return, start with workflows that are repetitive, rule-based, and frequent. Number one is inbox triage. Use AI to sort inbound emails by topic, urgency, customer value, or department. Gmail, Outlook, Zapier, Make, and ChatGPT can create a lightweight triage system. The goal is not to let AI make every decision. The goal is to keep humans from reading every message manually. Number two is sales lead routing. A lead from your website should not sit in a generic inbox. Use Typeform or Webflow forms. Send the lead into Airtable or HubSpot. Enrich it with Clearbit or Clay. Then use AI to decide if it is a good fit and how quickly sales should respond. Number three is meeting summarization and task creation. Tools like Fireflies, AI, Fathom, Otter, and Notion. AI can summarize calls and create follow-ups. Then Zapier can push tasks into Asana, ClickUp, or Monday. Coming. This prevents things from slipping through the cracks. Number four is invoice and document processing. If your business handles purchase orders, invoices, onboarding packets, or signed contracts, AI document extraction tools can save a huge amount of time. Tools like Rossum, NanoNets, Doximo, and even OCR-based workflows in Make or Zapier can pull data from documents and send it into accounting or operation systems. Number five is customer support drafting. AI can suggest responses, pull from knowledge bases, and handle common questions. If you use Help Scout, Zendesk, or Intercom, you can build a workflow where AI suggests a reply and the human only edits before sending. Number six is internal SOP creation. Small businesses often run on undocumented knowledge. Use ChatGPT or Claude to convert tribal knowledge into repeatable steps. Record a process once, turn it into a clean SOP, and store it in Notion or Confluence. The pattern here is consistent. The best workflows remove small, repeated tasks that drain focus every day. If you want to know whether an automation is worth it, use a simple formula. Start with baseline time. How long does the task take today? Then count frequency. How many times per week or month does it happen? Next, estimate the time after automation. Then multiply the time saved by the number of occurrences and by the hourly cost of the person doing the work. For example, if a task takes 12 minutes and AI reduces it to 3 minutes, you save 9 minutes each time. If it happens 200 times per month, that is 1,800 minutes saved, or 30 hours. At $35 an hour, that is $150 a month in labor value. Now subtract the cost of the tools. Maybe Zapier costs $30, ChatGPT Plus or Team costs a bit more, and a workflow tool or CRM add-on costs another $50 to $100. Your net savings are still strong, but do not stop there. Add error reduction. If automation prevents one missed lead, one late invoice, one support escalation, or one data entry mistake, that can easily be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars on its own. Also, factor in opportunity cost. If your sales rep spends less time on admin, they spend more time selling. If your ops manager spends less time copying data, they spend more time improving systems. One caution: do not overestimate ROI by pretending every saved minute turns into cash. Sometimes it becomes capacity, not immediate revenue. That is still valuable. More capacity means better service, less burnout, and room to grow. The most honest ROI model includes four columns: time saved, dollar value of time, software cost, and quality improvement. That gives you a realistic picture instead of a fantasy spreadsheet. AI automation is powerful, but it is not free. The mistakes usually happen in the setup and maintenance. First, there is implementation time. If you spend 10 hours building a workflow that only saves 30 minutes a month, that is a bad investment. Second, there is prompt and process drift. A workflow that works today can break when your forms change, your CRM fields change, or your team starts using the tool differently. Third, there is quality control. AI drafts are not perfect. Someone still needs to check edge cases, unusual customer requests, and sensitive outputs. Fourth, there is tool sprawl. Many small businesses stack too many apps too quickly. ChatGPT here, Zapier there, Airtable somewhere else, and suddenly no one knows what system owns the process. That is why the best AI automation strategy starts with one workflow, one owner, one metric. If you can't measure the result, you can't defend the cost. A good rule is to automate the task that is frequent, annoying, and low risk first. Do not start with your most complex, business-critical process if you are still learning the tools. For example, automating internal meeting summaries is safer than automating contract approvals. Automating FAQ responses is safer than automating pricing exceptions. Think of AI like a junior operations assistant. It is fast, cheap, and useful, but it needs supervision. If you want to start seeing savings quickly, use this 30-day approach. Week 1. Identify the top 5 repetitive tasks your team does every week. Look for tasks that involve copying information, rewriting messages, summarizing notes, or routing requests. Week 2. Pick one workflow with clear volume. Good candidates are inbox triage, lead follow-up, meeting summaries, or invoice processing. Week 3, build the workflow using a simple stack. For example, ChatGPT for drafting, Zapier or Make for automation, Airtable or HubSpot for storage, and Slack or email for notifications. Week 4, measure the before and after. Track time per task, number of tasks completed, error rate, and response time. Then ask one simple question. Did this automation save enough time or reduce enough friction to justify its cost? If the answer is yes, double down. If the answer is no, simplify or remove it. This is how small businesses win with AI. Not by automating everything, not by chasing shiny tools, but by finding the few workflows where time, money, and attention are leaking every day and plugging those leaks with practical automation. So what is the real ROI of AI automation for small businesses? It is not hype. It is not magic. It is time saved on repetitive work, labor leverage, fewer errors, faster response times, and the ability to grow without immediately adding headcount. The highest ROI workflows are usually inbox triage, lead routing, meeting summaries, document processing, support drafting, and SOP creation. The best tools are the ones that fit your workflow: ChatGPT or Claude for drafting, Zapier or Make for automation, Airtable or HubSpot for data, Notion for knowledge management, and tools like Fireflies, Fathom, Intercom, Zendesk, or NanoNets for specialized tasks. And the smartest way to measure ROI is with real numbers: time saved, cost avoided, errors reduced, and capacity created. If you're a small business owner, operator, or team leader, the question is not whether AI works. The question is whether you're using it on the right workflows. If this video helped, subscribe to LeanOps AI for more practical B2B AI workflow breakdowns. And in the comments, tell me this: what is the one task in your business that you would automate first if you could? In the next video, I'm going to show you a step-by-step AI workflow stack that small teams can use to save hours every week without building anything overly technical. If that sounds useful, I'll see you there.